O sacrament most holy,
O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine.
St. Wenceslas,
pray for us.
St. Hugh of Lincoln,
pray for us.
Please be seated. Today is day two of the beautiful 40 hours devotion. And remember that the 40 hours is symbolic of the 40 hours that our Lord spent in the tomb. Also the 40 days of fast and the 40 days flood in the days of Noah and the ark. Today's Mass is the votive Mass for peace, the commemoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And this was done because of all the strife and persecutions, both against the church and elsewhere. And so it's a beautiful Mass to follow along with this beautiful morning. Please join us, though, this afternoon, if you can. We have the evening prayer of the church, which we call Vespers. It's a very powerful prayer with the Magnificat in it, the hymn of Our Lady that she sang when her cousin Elizabeth visited her. And they say that the Magnificat is actually a very powerful exorcism prayer. And Father Siordia always used to sing it in in the exorcisms that he would do. But do come back. It's a very powerful prayer. Not just a private devotional prayer. It is the prayer of the whole church. As you pray the Psalms, it is actually Christ praying for the church, the members of this Holy Catholic Church. It's a very beautiful thing. And after Vespers, there will be a special parish holy hour this evening at 5 o'clock. And that is usually more of a contemplative. The priest will read and suggest to you thoughts for meditation. And then together we recite some of the prayers. But it's very peaceful and a very beneficial way of doing the Holy Hour. Give peace in our days, O Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Peace or war? That really is the question that every single one of us has to make. Look around us in modern-day society. You hear of wars and seditions and rumors of war, all the things that sacred scripture foretells. Look in the Middle East, for example. Look not far from home, right here in our own United States, where you might be tempted to think that another civil war is going to take place. War or peace? It's all between those men and those people, groups of people, who are pro-God and anti-Christ. That's what all the wars and fightings of all times have been about, ever since the birth of Christ. You remember the fourth joyful mystery when the Holy Child Jesus is placed in the arms of Simeon, and he talks of divisions. Many will fall. He will be a stumbling block to many in the nation of Israel, Simeon said. And right down to our own day with the modernists, how many of them look at Christ and what he preached and say, I want none. And so they will war against Christ and fight alongside the world. But it's always been this way. Today's saint, Saint Wenceslas, we think of him as a sort of a Christmas saint because of the Good King Wenceslas hymn, which is a very beautiful one. But his life was one of battle. From day one on, he was raised by not his mother, but his aunt or his grandmother, Ludmilla, who was a very virtuous, holy woman. And she passed on to Wenceslas all of her virtues, while his brother, was raised by some wicked woman, and he became just as wicked and sinful as she. Well, it was in the days when kings fought for their throne. They fought to steal another's crown. And there were all these family feuds. Who would be the best? Who would win the crown? And that's what his life was like. Ludmilla was strangled by the wicked woman, strangled by her own veil. And then they tried to take the throne from Wenceslas, but they could not. But Wenceslas, never mind, he kept on with his duties. With all of this threat of being murdered in his sleep, he continued his acts of charity. He walked through the streets, although a king, visiting the poor, giving money, the alms to them, visiting the sick, and he would spend much of his time visiting the imprisoned. He would go there at night time. But much of his time also was spent in the church. There's a wonderful story, you probably know it, of one night he was taking a servant with him. And St. Wenceslas, well, he always walked to church with bare feet. Rain or snow or ice, it made no difference to him. He was going to church in that way. So one night, one snowy night, he walked to church in his bare feet. And the servant behind him said, "I can't bear this anymore. It's too cold out here." And Wenceslas looked at him and said, "Just walk in my footprints and you'll be fine." And he did. He walked in the saint's footprints and he said he got warm all of a sudden. And it's because the footprints of St. Wenceslas were so warm because he was so on fire with the love of the Blessed Sacrament. A beautiful thought for our 40 hours, isn't it? And then on other occasions when he was about to be put to death, or rather he showed up late to a council, the Council of Worms, and everyone was about to pounce on him and speak all manner of harm against him. But as soon as they did, as soon as they began to, he entered the council chamber. And what do you think they saw? They saw him, two angels at his side and an angel in front of him, carrying a beautiful golden cross. And the emperor fell down in reverence. And not a word was said anymore. But in the end, those feuds and the fight for the throne and the crown, they continued to the end of his day. And poor Wenceslas, he found his peace, but only after a great war. He was murdered as he was coming out of or going to visit the Blessed Sacrament. But now, he truly has found his peace. When you think of it, at this very moment, right now, heaven is going on. God is being adored, and Wenceslas, the great king and saint, is enjoying the fruits of the wars he has fought on this earth, and the fruits of his visits to the Blessed Sacrament. They have all raised his place in heaven. And now he will be there for all eternity. But war or peace? When man was created, we were meant to live a very peaceful life and to merit, not by suffering, but to merit by enjoyment. That's how it was meant to be until Eve took the apple from the serpent and gave it to Adam in turn. Then it was always a war. There was a war of Satan against God and Satan against the soul against the body. Everything rebelled and life has become one battle after another, one giant war. You must come out victorious. But then the Prince of Peace came. It's Christmas night. During these 40 hours, the masses on the first and third day we read seeing the preface of the Nativity. So the Blessed Sacrament links us to Christmas and to the Prince of Peace, Princeps Pacis. He came down. I told you this story once, but St. Alphonsus says that when man had fallen, there was, as it were, a conversation going on in heaven between God the Father and God the Son. God sees that man needs to be redeemed. How are we going to fix man's soul? He says, who will go down and help out? And the seraphim, they're quiet, and the cherubim remain silent. No one says a word. And then, all of a sudden, the second person of the Blessed Trinity speaks up. Lo, here I am. Send me. And the Father then turns to the Son and says, but you know that you will have to take on the human nature. And you will have to suffer. You'll suffer in many ways, so many humiliations. And he says, never mind. Lo, here I am. Send me. I want to go. He says, the Father again says, you'll have to be born in a manger. You'll run from your enemies into Egypt. And there you'll have to stay until an angel comes to tell you to return. Never mind, Father. Lo, here I am. Please send me. You'll have to be treated like a criminal. You'll be ignored by so many. And the words that you preach will fall on deaf ears. And finally, you will be placed on the gibbet of a cross, and there you will be nailed. Not an ounce of blood left in your body, and the sufferings are immense. Never mind, Father. Here I am. Send me. I want to make peace between you and my friends, those children among whom I wish to delight. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He fought our battles, and on the cross, he saved us, bringing peace back into the world. And what do you think he does right here from the monstrance? He still has his glorified body. He is just as truly present here as he was on earth 2,000 years ago and as he is in heaven at this very instant. God is on our tabernacle with his glorified body, his glorified wounds. And what does he do in the Holy Eucharist? He pleads for peace. He looks around in the church pews today and he sees all of the sins that you have committed yesterday and today. And he holds out his wounds from the monstrance and says, look, Father, I give you my wounds so that there will be peace between you and my friends with whom I wish to delight. It's all about peace. Peace between God and peace between man. This is where you will find your peace. We forget that so often because we're men. We're created. We have matter. We have a body, senses. And we can't quite comprehend the spiritual. And therefore, we downplay these mysteries, such as the Holy Eucharist. We downplay it. Whenever we find ourselves disturbed, or there's battles going on in our families, in our hearts, or in our countries, we turn to politics. We turn to something distracting, something that will take our mind off of the problem. But it only brings a temporary and false peace. It doesn't last. The Prince of Peace, however, in the tabernacle. That's where peace begins. He will restore peace to your soul, so that you may bring peace to your homes, and from there into society, and from society into the whole wide world. But you must be dedicated to your visits to the Blessed Sacrament. In this 40 hours that we are celebrating until tomorrow, there is so much opportunity, so many intentions to pray for, and above all, peace, but the peace which the world cannot give. That's what we're asking for today, for ourselves and our loved ones, even for our enemies. We pray for peace. Let's do that before Holy Communion today. When you watch the priest and the deacon and subdeacon give what they call the kiss of peace, they say to one another, "Pax tecum, et cum spiritu tu." That means, "Peace be with thee." It is a forgiveness of all the offenses that the clergy might have committed against one another before they go to communion, where they will be all united through the Holy Eucharist. Let us then pray today at this Mass for that peace which the world cannot give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.